From the fighting between Yosef and his brothers, or shall we say, the brothers to Yosef, we learn a very important lesson that when siblings fight, the pain goes way further than they think. And look what happened when the brothers wanted to hurt Yosef. They ended up hurting the most was their father. This is something that they didn't take into consideration at the time. Apparently, their hatred for Yosef blinded them so much that they didn't realize that the pain that they were going to bring to Yosef would have a direct effect to Yaakov, their father. Had they realized that, they probably would not have touched Yosef. But they couldn't think of it at the time. From the day that Yaakov rented his garments, mourning over Yosef, he never felt comfort. They basically ruined Yaakov's life. For 22 years, Yaakov sat in his home in sadness. So much sadness that he wasn't able to receive prophecy anymore, as prophecy only comes to those who are happy. And instead of mourning 7 days, 30 days a year, he mourned for 22 years. And this was caused by the brothers. Yaakov basically tells them this later on in this week's Parsha when he says, when the brothers come back and they want to bring Binyamin with them because Yosef, acting as the viceroy of Mitzrayim, tells them that you better bring your younger brother here with me. Yaakov says like this. He says, "Vayomer leihem Yaakov aviem, oti shikaltem, Yosef einenu v'Shimon einenu, v'et Binyamin tikachu, alai hayu kulana." And he said to him, "I am the one that you bereaved. Yosef is gone and Shimon is gone. And now you want to take Binyamin?" He's telling them, "You have hurt me. Even by your conversation with that man in Egypt, you have hurt me." And that's what we must realize, because even Esav realized this. When he wanted to kill Yaakov, he even said, "I'm going to wait." He says, "The days of mourning for my father will come near, and then I will kill my brother Yaakov." So even Esav realized that his actions against Yaakov, who he hated and was willing to take the consequences for killing him, but he didn't want to hurt his father. Why couldn't the brothers be at least here as considerate as Esav? So that's the thing. Whenever you fight in the family, you must realize that you hurt not only the one that you don't like, and it's bad enough to try and hurt somebody in your family. But if you're willing to do that, realize that you're going to hurt the others, and the ones you're going to hurt the most are always going to be your parents. So please take heed, and when things come up that you feel that you need to take out your tensions, which chas v'shalom should never happen anyway, beware that the ramifications will be on the whole family, and especially on the parents. Shabbat shalom.